Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us on the hotline right now, he covers the Rockets for us here at Sports Radio 610, and you hear him various times throughout the week and the weekends here as well on Sports Radio 610. Our guy Alex Del Barrio is over at Toyota Center and joins us on the hotline. ADB, what's going on, buddy?
Gentlemen, how are you?
It's
CP3 day. Happy CP3 day to you guys.
And to you as well, and to your family and everybody else. We wish you a happy CP3 day. I guess just to start off, give us the description. What was the we read about the crowds and things like that. Can you kind of put into words what the environment was like over there today?
I'll be honest. I was kind of shocked coming in. I was thinking about driving in. I usually like to come to these pressers when they're in the off season, about 30 minutes before. And then I started thinking about, oh wait, this is open to the public. Well, I was like, well, you know what? These people have trouble, showing up for 7 o'clock tip offs on playoff games, and that's kind of been the narrative about the city of Houston. But man, did they show up for this one? There was lines around Toyota Center waiting to get in, a good half hour before they started letting everybody in. They actually had to delay Chris's press conference because of the event to let the fans in. Kind of, there were more fans than they kind of expected. I would say a good half of the lower bowl was completely full.
Wow.
CP3 chants were loud. I mean, it felt like an organic. It wasn't a crowd-prompted CP3 chant. It was the crowd doing it themselves as soon as he walked in the building. And it was from the fan event itself to the actual press conference. This is one of the pretty big events that I've covered since I've been here at Sports Radio 610. I've had a chance to cover playoff games and other big press conferences in the past, but this felt different. This felt like a huge deal that we got a pretty legendary player coming to the city of Houston now.
Yeah, I mean, the Dwight Howard press conference was big a few years ago. Back in the day, the Tracy McGrady welcoming event at Toyota Center was also pretty big. Those who, I guess, are better than we are at estimating numbers, I've seen about 6,000 as the number of fans that's estimated that showed up today, which is just incredible. Did Chris Paul say anything of note that you can pass along before we use some of the actual audio?
All I know is that he avoided the Carmelo Anthony question altogether. He's like, well, one thing at a time is I think what he said verbatim. But I think there's an expectation by the Rockets and by Chris Paul that they're not done. He tried to make a couple of jokes throughout. Someone asked, I believe it was Jenny Dial Creech of the Chronicle, that asked Chris, what did you like about Mike D'Antoni's system before you joined it? And he said nothing. So he got a little bit of a chuckle from the crowd. But one of the things that I kind of took away, Rich, was that he mentioned that this is going to be a work in progress with James and that they know that there's going to be some sacrifices. He used that word a couple of times in the press conference, that there's going to be sacrifices made on both his end and on James's end. And I thought that was interesting recognition of the fact that something that we've all been talking about since his acquisition is that they are essentially two point guards and two very good ball distributors, but they're going to be on the floor at the same time for a good chunk of a game during the regular season, and how that works out, they know that that's going to be, quote, a work in progress.
Alex Del Barrio joining us from Toyota Center. ADB, did he give us any insight into his relationship with James? I think it caught a lot of people off guard that these two were as close as has been portrayed in this saga here of Chris Paul coming here. Did he give some insight into that relationship, how long-lasting it's been, some of the details of it? What did he have to say about that?
He didn't mention anything that was prior to over the last 3 weeks, but he mentioned that over the last 3 weeks since his acquisition that there hasn't been a day that's gone by where they haven't spoken on the phone, which I thought was very interesting. And they have actually already spent some time together with Trevor Ariza, with Eric Gordon, with some of the other Rockets currently on the team in Vegas, working out and trying out some things already. So one of the surprising things to me more than anything was that he mentioned at least three times in the presser how close he was with Trevor Ariza.
Yeah.
So I think there's a big chunk of this of Chris Paul wanting to play again with Trevor Ariza. And, you know, they go back and play just one season together in New Orleans. And that was, I guess it was a pretty monumental experience for him and a pretty good friendship that was blossomed in that one season in New Orleans.
Was Alex, was Ariza there? Were there current and or former players that attended this thing?
They were in the building. I know that there were some working out prior to the actual presser. They weren't visible. It was pretty much Chris Paul's family, Daryl, Tad Brown was around, obviously Leslie Alexander. But none of the players were actually in the presser. They might have been off to the side during the bigger event, which was out in Toyota Center. They kind of separated the actual press conference from the, you know, from the stage and where everyone could watch.
Was Ryan Anderson one of them?
Ryan Anderson was not one of them, and I honestly have not seen, nor was there any mention of Ryan Anderson today.
Did they break out a Chris Paul number 3 jersey?
They did. They did. He's got a Chris Paul number 3 jersey and with his name on it. So, again, that's something that if you guys want to read into, you certainly can.
Awesome.
For those who don't know, that's,
do that.
For those who don't know, that's Ryan Anderson's
Ryan
number.
Anderson's number. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Alex Del Barrio joining us on the Triple Threat live from Toyota Center. Did Mike D'Antoni or Daryl Morey have anything to say of note, Alex, in the press conference?
Daryl was very excited about introducing him as noted, and Mike D'Antoni even mentioned the fact that the question was asked, I believe it was by Tim McMahon of ESPN, about the mid-range game and the fact that he's got such a great mid-range game and how does that come into play playing for the Houston Rockets. And Mike D'Antoni mentioned, is like, well, he's never going to take a Chris Paul said he's never going to take another mid-range shot ever in his career, which got a little bit of a chuckle from D'Antoni. He's like, I said, there are exceptions to the rule, and Chris Paul is probably one of those exceptions because he probably has the best mid-range game in the NBA from a guard perspective. So I would expect perhaps a slight variation to the Rockets that we've seen over the last couple of seasons, knowing that they do have one of the greatest players over the last decade in the league now playing for them.
So all we need now is for the Rockets to find a way to work through the dysfunction that is the Knicks front office and get this Melo thing done.
They just got to get it done. I think there's an excitement about that possibility. And from the hints that Chris Paul was dropping, he tried to avoid the Melo question altogether, but he did try to say, you know, one thing at a time, meaning that very next thing is Carmelo Anthony. It's kind of a wait-and-see approach at this point.
Alex Del Barrio joining us live from Toyota Center. ADB, we appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Gentlemen, thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Alex
Del Barrio does a great job covering the Rockets for us here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.